Well, hello everyone and welcome to March's edition of the Pitching In NPL show, pre-recorded on Wednesday, the 3rd of April, at the award-winning Heat and Hops here in South Manchester, North Stockport. It's a long story, we'll never get to the end of it, but round the table to discuss the end of things with regards to this season, it's a big welcome back to Mr. Andrew Simpson. Simo, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
James Hayes is here.
Evening, Ben.
And speaking of award winning, it's a welcome to the only person... Have you ever won a Pulitzer or anything?
Not yet.
No.
I'm working on it.
Potentially. The only winner around this table, Burke from 26-0.
Oh,
well done.
Oh,
hey. Oh. Editor of what? What are you doing?
I won Editor of the Year.
Editor
of
the year.
At Manchester Met, where I'm one of these so-called mature students. To be fair, there's only about half a dozen of us.
No, it's good.
It was still nice that, you know, that my peers voted for me.
I respect you, because obviously, you know, Howard Wilson came up with Open University, giving people a second chance, and here you are, taking it with both hands. It's great. But anyway, we are coming towards the end of the season now. It's a vitally important month, and this month we're going to be going through the league tables, not just of the Premier Division, but of the West, the East and the Midlands, and we're also going to be talking the FA Trophy, as shortly we'll be hearing from Macclesfield manager Michael Clegg. All of that on this month's show. Well, we should start, though, with the top of the table, and Radcliffe, at this point, I think last month we were expecting you to hand it in your notice and have left us, but you're still here. What's... James, I'm looking at you.
They're wavering a little bit. That's
no, you're not wavering, are you? That's the wrong word.
I mean, you look back at the Aston United result, the main one there, that's where... Yeah, it's not been the best of months there when you look at general there, so defeated what guys there, hammering off Aston United at the same time too. And then Bradford Park Avenue Monday, fight back in the second half for two more wins.
A win and a draw would do it.
A win and a draw as well at the same time, but again, if you're going to win it, you want to win it in style, don't you?
Sure. A win would do it as well, potentially, because of the goal difference. So,
yeah, and yeah. Obviously, but Bamber Bridge would need to help out.
Stop panicking.
Yeah. I was going to say, though, I mean, there was a little bit of a wobble, and even at half time on Monday,
2-0 down,
I think people were still thinking, oh, is this a major wobble here? That's a big second half, isn't it, Burke?
Oh, huge, yeah. Coming back from 2-0 down, a couple of good Eddie Maiko goals there as well, apparently, and they just turned it on when they had to. I expect they got a rocket. You can't go to a team who are in the relegation zone when you're fighting for the title and just roll over and have your tummies tickled. You can't. Radcliffe came out to the full credit and put them away in the second half. And you look at the games they've got coming up. Matlock, who it feels like they're on their holidays already, to be honest. Whitby, they've nothing to play for. It'll all be done and dusted. It should be all done and dusted by the time they play Basford on the final day. It'll all be done and dusted by, well, a week and a half's time. Maybe even this weekend, who knows?
It's a big game against Matlock, isn't it? I mean, like I said, with goal difference, they could get it done at home this weekend with a win against Matlock, essentially.
And they will get it done. I'm going to stick up with Bernard and Jono a little bit here. It's so difficult to maintain the pace that they have set. And particularly when you can see the finish line, you know, it is like that long distance race. You know, you're coming down the final straight and you know, it just had a little bit more to get over the line. But you've done all the hard work to get into that position. I would actually take a lot of heart from what happened on Monday. They could have just gone, oh, we'll finish it next week. But they've actually come out and put in a thoroughly professional performance to get the job done. And obviously, you know, there's lots riding on that game. It's a huge game for Bradford. So they have a responsibility as well to remain kind of foot to the floor till the end of the season. And I enjoyed Bernard's post-match interview on Monday, where he kind of said once they'd got the first, it was almost an inevitability about what would follow. And when Radcliffe do get on a roll, we've seen it many, many times this season, they are very, very difficult to stop. I mean, can they get to 100 goals? I think they might do. You know, their numbers are fantastic.
Just to confirm the last four games of the season for Radcliffe: Matlock at home this weekend, then Whitby away, Basford at home, finishing things off with Gainsborough away. Macclesfield still mathematically can win the league title. I think they're looking for as high as they can get into the playoff positions. The same can be said for second placed Warrington Rylands as well. Rylands 8 points inside the playoff positions. It's a handy place to be, Burke.
Yeah, they're pretty much home and hose there, I think, Ben. been on a fantastic run as well recently. Won 5 out of the last 6. Drew with 1-0 against Hyde. After Cleggie left, there were murmurations of can they pick themselves up after that? And to be absolutely fair to them, they have done. I mean, it's been a relatively kind fixture list to them, to be fair. But you still have to win those games. And
I don't know, Beck. Yeah,
no, I mean they beat Marine 2-0 on Saturday.
Drew with Hyde.
Yeah, but the Marine result, that's the one that confirms it.
Yeah.
You know, and they've got Geisley away on Saturday. Bit of newish manager bounce, I suppose, with Liam Tong settling in for a second stint in temporary charge. But they're set for the playoffs now.
Are they set, though? Because
yeah.
Geisley away...
They're set for the playoffs, Ben.
I know, I'm just... There's other teams involved. I have to
I know, but
I'm
award-winning. You need to...
Oh, well.
You need to bounce some knowledge.
I look forward to your signature in your email. Geisley away, Lancaster at home, Worksop away, and Ilkeston finishing things off at the last game of the season.
Yeah, a tough trio coming up. But they've got more than enough in the tank. They're a good, solid unit.
But they're in a good spot.
Yeah. They're in a great spot. I mean, look, you will raise an eyebrow after that 4-1 home defeat against Gainsborough, the first game they had after Michael Clegg's departure. But you can only give them credit for how they've responded to that. And also in the mix as well, they lost their best player in the January transfer window, Sidibe going up to play in Scotland, and the way in which they've responded to both, and they're two big blows to take in quick succession. The way they've responded to that, a fair play to Dean Furman and Sam Wilson for kind of the job that they've done. Still unbeaten away from home, which is absolutely
incredible. All of us who've seen them play this year know why, because they are settled really well, aren't they? Just to confirm Rylands' points total at the minute, they're on 69 points. The max that the likes of Ashton can get, well, Ashton can, 76 points is the maximum they can get, so just to put that in perspective, they can get it done with 3 wins, or 2 wins and a draw.
They will get it.
I'm just saying.
They're 2 wins away from it being absolutely guaranteed. 1 win will do it, I'm sure.
Given they're so good on the road, they might not be that bothered about finishing.
Yeah, not even then, though. It might only be 2 wins because last day of season's Ashton Marine. So that could be. Obviously, someone around this table doesn't play on the last day.
Yep. That's me.
We'll cover off Hyde in a second. Macclesfield, we'll talk about Macclesfield's FA Trophy semi-final at the midway point. We'll catch up with Michael Clegg at that point to discuss the FA Trophy. But league-wise, 68 points. Realistically, it is about the playoffs for them. They can get it done in a couple of weeks' time.
I mean, even then, though, they've got Don Thornton, the other Arby at this moment in time. Mm. And we know what he can do in this division. Coming back into form at the right time of the season. So you look at the league campaign, the last loss was the way it works up, and that was Jay Rowland's great display for the solo goal there. The only worry I've got for them coming up, other than the FA Trophy game, where obviously huge, huge opportunity for them to get to Wembley. The concern is they've got one home game left before the playoffs. And
that's Workington on the 20th. To be fair, we said, didn't we? I think me and you said this last week, just how important the Easter weekend is. 6 points on the table. When you throw in the fact they've beaten Ashton as well on the Tuesday, as well as Inform FC, Hyde United, that's what's got them over the line, isn't it?
They're a good team, but I would say they're much better going forward than they are defending. If they can keep it just tight enough against Gateshead, they'll pose a threat. There's absolutely no doubt. They've got bags of pace up front. Lauren Mendy and Paul Dawson been pulling the strings in the centre. They're a good side.
And to be fair, James is right, isn't he, about the away games coming up. That is going to be a challenge, especially when you're playing away at Basford United and Atherton Coles.
Yes, definitely. But there is a bit of a cliche claxon, but they have genuine momentum now, don't they? Yeah. They are really, really on a roll. Another scenario where you held your breath after Alex Bruce left, to remind people, it wasn't Mac's decision to change manager. He accepted the offer to go to join the coaching team at Salford. But where you can absolutely credit Mac is, we all know Mac, they've made an inspired choice to appoint Cleggie, who is the right character, I think, for the situation that they found themselves in. One or two quite shrewd signings, picking up Dan Lafferty.
Yep.
Obviously, Tom Clare's come back and gives them another option in attack as well. And suddenly, you really don't want to be playing them at the moment.
They've won 11 out of 12.
Yeah. 4,000, over 4,000.
Incredible.
On Saturday for the game against FC. Are we saying, I think it's a general consensus, isn't it, that Rylands and Macclesfield are in the playoffs?
Absolutely.
Yes, we are.
Okay, right.
Again, if it weren't for the fact Ash had to play Marine, didn't you?
Just to be clear, we hold no sway, so it's just our opinions. Don't write in. The season's nearly finished.
does anyone ever write in?
Occasionally, once football web pages hadn't updated on my laptop properly,
yeah.
So the points tellers were out. So I made a statement about South Shields being catchable last season. Someone did get in touch to correct the record, and on my way to an away game, I edited it and reissued it. So thank you to that. I think I did thank the tweeter at the time, or the exer, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, what about the remaining two spots, though? This is where it gets a bit more interesting. Marina in fourth, 3 points inside the playoff positions. It was always going to be a tough Monday. Someone was going to get beat. It was Marine in that six-pointer against Rylands.
Can I just stop you there, then?
Yes.
They could have drawn as well.
They could have drawn, but I think generally it was going to go one way or the other. Rylands has drawn 12 games this season.
Yeah, exactly.
Draw was the more likely result. well played, Rylands. But generally...
have a little tap on there.
But generally, Marine's form's been pretty good to this point. The only trouble is, it might not be good enough because of the teams just outside the playoffs who are all scrambling at the moment.
They've still got work to do, and I think they know that. I think they were disappointed with their performance on Monday. Felt like they had opportunities to take something, and surprisingly for that very talented front line, they weren't clinical on Monday. Mm. And what I would say in mitigation for them, they had a really tough run. Four of the past five games have been away from home, and they've still been picking up points in that time. So hat tip to them. And also in the bigger picture, this is a point that Neil Young made post-match on Monday, not an original point by me, that since the turn of the year, they've really had a great run to get themselves in the position. So I went back to have a look, and they were ninth after they got tonked by Hyde on January the 6th. So they have fought back and put themselves banging contention. I think looking at the remaining games they've got, they'll be fine. I think they're going to be in the playoffs.
And those games are Morpeth this weekend. They have got the semi-final in the Liverpool Cup against Prescott Cables. Workington away, Atherton Coles at home, Ashton United away, as you mentioned, James.
They won't want it to go down to that.
No, of course not. But I'll tell you what.
I think I did tee up that question. I've teed up that question to both managers, haven't I? Because that has been there looming for a while.
Definitely.
Ben, I know you're sort of intimating they've maybe had a little bit of a wobble. They've lost three out of the last seven. Intimated it.
I said their form generally has been good.
Generally. It's been good. But the three games they've lost in the last seven, it's been against Radcliffe, Rylands and Macclesfield. You know, it's not that bad,
generally,
really.
It's been good.
That would be a slight concern for the playoffs, though. I had your head-to-head record. Yeah. You'll remember those games.
Yeah. But again, though, would you want to go to Marine in the playoffs if they manage to take third place? Because if you look at the remaining fixtures at this moment in time as well, Marine's running's not necessarily as difficult as the others, and the fact you've got Worksop and Geysers to play each other, which, again, we'll probably come to a second. As we mentioned before, Hyde will not be playing on the last day of the season. And then, obviously, with Ashton United, with a similar sort of running, Lunds and Mac have still got to play. I don't think a home playoff is out of the question for them at the moment.
I think if they'll be fourth or fifth. I don't see them climbing into the top three, really,
Okay. Now, let's cover off Hyde United.
Yeah, well,
I'm looking at you.
Yes, I know.
Right. Very different mood.
Yeah, I mean, it has been Hyde United in fifth. Mm. It is getting a bit nervy. A little bit nervous, and especially with that fact that I don't play the last game of the season because of the situation with Mask. So, these next three games. Can I use a cliche?
Oh, go on.
The three cup finals.
They are, aren't they? When you put it like that.
When you do put it like that, yes.
You could put it like this. It's a quarter final, a semi final, then a final because we've got to win all three.
You've actually got the Cheshire Cup final as well. So you've actually got two. They are must win games.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, start on Saturday against FC United, and there's one thing you can guarantee between those two sides, it's always going to be good. Two teams that'll go hell for leather, and that 4-4 draw last season was the greatest game of football I think I've ever seen in my life. It was brilliant. Going away to Gainsborough, team very much in form. Always a tricky place to go to, North Home, and I don't think anyone's particularly relishing it, but if we beat FC United, then there's a lot on the line. Then, of course, our final day of the season, home against Matlock. Hopefully Matlock will be on the beach by then, and fingers crossed for a routine win. But if if, and it's a big if we do win those three games and we're still in it on the final day, there's a lot of the Hyde contingent who are planning on going to Ashton versus Marine.
And that's the thing that's, we have to mention that, even though you're not playing the last day, essentially are potentially with that Ashton versus Marine
game.
Yeah, because
we're expecting to be supporting Marine on the final day of the season. Who knew? Well, it's true.
That's going to be the longest 90 minutes of all time, isn't it?
Oh, I'm not relishing it. But that's if it comes down to it. And Hyde do have to win the final three games. Otherwise, they're not going to jump in the form that Ashton and Worksop, excluding Bank Holiday Monday's game, which really didn't go to plan for him against Baseford. Two teams in really good form, and yeah, it's... Yeah, tenterhooks, I think, to be fair to say.
What about Ashton United? They've been incredible, haven't they, really? I mean, when we interviewed Steve Cunningham, he was talking about getting that credibility with results, that the teams he was getting results against, even the Gainsborough Trinity result at the time, it was a big win. They've got themselves to equal points with Hyde. They've got five games left.
They've been scoring 21 goals in seven.
Now, obviously, there's no easy games in this league, but they do get easy as the season heads towards the end of the season. They've got Bamber Bridge. Mm. They've got Matlock.
They do.
They've got Ilkeston.
Yeah.
They have got two tough games to finish, though. Stafford and Marine.
Obviously, Stafford might
could be down,
situation.
By them.
They could be down, but they might not be.
Cunningham said post-match after the FC game, he thinks he needs a minimum of three wins, and I would agree with that. Year after year, we've said about 70 points usually gets you very, very close, if not in the
Hyde can get his 70.
That's what I mean. And a Berkey spot on, Hyde need maximum points. I think there's no argument about that.
Ashton, if they get three wins and a draw, they finish above Hyde.
Yeah.
Hyde are out of the playoff picture. They are done.
So that's probably where Cunny's thinking he's coming, and you've just listed there. I think he'd be upset having to guard themselves into this position if they don't pick up at least three wins from the last five games. You know, last couple of monthly shows that we've done, we've kind of gone down and Ashton have been, what, eighth or ninth?
Yeah,
Are they still in it? And we've gone, yeah, they are. But what a run to keep themselves interested. And now have put them... What you want going into this stage of the season, if you're in the playoff race or you're trying to avoid relegation, is you want your destiny in your hands. And they have it. So that's a great position to be in.
And that's the thing. Maximum points for Marine is 76. Maximum points for Ashton is 76.
Arguably the form team in the division alongside Macclesfield, of course, and they'll take some stopping. Here's the thing, though, if they do get into the playoffs, absolutely no one's going to want to play them because they're banging the goals in left, right and centre, and yeah, fair play to them.
And we should mention for Ashton, Avro in the Manchester Cup final as well at Spotland in the middle of April as well, so it's a busy month for Ashton United. Big good luck to Ashton and Avro in that game, of course. What about Worksop Town? Worksop Town currently sitting seventh. The maximum points they can get at this stage is 73, so very much involved. 3 points outside the playoffs as things stand. Their remaining games of the season see them this weekend hosting Workington. Then they travel to Geisler, which is a huge game. Morpeth away, Rylands at home, Atherton Coles away. Worksop.
My concern for them, well, we're going to find out what damage is the manner of that defeat on Monday done. They were winning against the relegation threatened team, and you know, we'll come on to Baseford later. Absolutely brilliant comeback from them, which has had a huge impact on their survival chances. It has been a bit of a mixed bag for Worksop since we were last together. It was a great win, didn't they, against Matt? He got 1-0 against Hyde, didn't he, as well? And they
did.
Was there an element to this game on Monday? Because, you know, they'd beat Matlock, they'd beaten Bradford, they'd beaten Hyde. They were on a roll. And did they just hit a team who just needed it more?
Possibly, and look, you know, you can lose games. It's not the end of the world, but it's one that they will have had expected to win. I think it is a fair comment, and it's so tight for that last playoff spot. If we're going to assume that Marine are going to do it, that it could be a result that comes back to haunt you. My other comment on Works, it would be the same as I said last month. Their away form is a concern, and their three of their last five games are on the road, and they're going to need to pick up some points on the road to stay in contention, and it's not been something that's come easy for them this season. In fact, they've only won one of the past five away games.
I feel like I do need to sound a slight note of caution on the Marine front. If you cast your mind back to this time last year, it was Hyde and Radcliffe sat in those final two playoff spots, and they both just dropped.
The game on the 9th of April is going to be the one that counts for not just themselves, but that's practically an eliminator, I think.
Good segue. Let's go to Geisley. Obviously, breaking news this week, Andy Welsh departing the club. This is the worst time of the season, I think, when managers you've been catching up with all the way through the season leave their positions. But just sending our best wishes to Andy. Pretty sure he'll be bouncing back soon. We don't know the ins and outs of it.
We don't know the ins and outs. Only going what the club have put out. You know, they've had back-to-back defeats, which seems to have been the trigger for the club to act. They're still the only team to have beaten Ratcliffe home and away, aren't they?
Yes,
that's a bit of a feather in his cap. They won 12 of the 23 games that he was in charge in the Premier Division. 3 draws, 8 defeats, 42 goals, 39 points. It feels harsh to me, but we might be sat here at the end of April and saying this was a masterstroke.
Tongi's a dynamo. He really is. He's the kind of person that you want to play for. He coaches anyway. He knows his way around the football pitch. He knows his way around the dressing room. Manager of the England University side, or GB University side, sorry. He'll be a manager one day in his own right.
You have said that before, yeah.
But I knew that from the moment I met him. And I'm intrigued to see if he'll get the job full time, you know.
Well, we're going to know how good this decision was. Admittedly, we're not really going to know, are we, at all. But Rylands on Saturday, followed by Worksop on Tuesday, both home games at Nevermore.
It could be over by this time next week.
Regardless of the decision making, that's the season right there, isn't it?
Yeah. It really is.
Last day could be absolutely banging.
Could be amazing, yeah. And as a neutral observer, I think it would be brilliant if it went that far. But let's see. It feels a really gutsy decision, so we'll see if it works out for them.
Can we discuss Lancaster?
We need to.
Lancaster were done, weren't they?
They were. They're not going to make it in.
3 games left.
Yeah, 5 points.
Yeah, they can only get to 65 points.
I don't think that'll be enough.
Sorry,
I think
Lancaster.
When we were last here, if you remember, they got absolutely tanked by Ashton the night before.
Yeah.
And now we can say it really sent them into a tailspin because they lost four in a row, including one.
They've had encouraging results. They've bounced back. Especially the guys they win.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, great. They've had a really good Easter. You know, it's Chris Wilcott was saying in their local paper this week, it's so hard for non-league players playing Saturday and Monday. When I was a Cub reporter and I started out, we used to play Good Friday and Easter Monday, and it changed.
Why have we changed that, by the way? Because
they play Good Friday and Easter Monday this week.
There was an option, but it used to be scheduled as a Good Friday round.
Gainsborough, Rylands and FC United left for Lancaster.
Let's talk about that game.
Now, just to say, I mean, I know what you're saying, 65 points might not be enough, but just to throw this out there, can we discuss the elephant in the room? And it's a big, giant Lincolnshire elephant just in the corner. Just not you, Damien. Thank you once again to Damien the landlord for hosting us. Gainsborough Trinity.
Yes.
The maximum they can get is 68 points. 65 points might be a bit of a push, but 68?
Cast your mind back a few minutes. We said that Hyde United need to win all three to get in the playoffs.
Yes.
That takes them to 70.
Yes.
Now,
and it might not be enough.
Well, exactly. Yes. I'm no mathematician.
Yes.
I'm no arithmetician.
Yes.
If that's a word.
Yes.
But if 70 ain't enough, 68's not enough.
If there's a stumble above, then 68 and 70, that kind of ballpark, you can see teams like Worksop and Geisley maybe getting those points tallies.
Go back 2 months ago. They were relegation contenders.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
And they've come back into it.
Whatever happens, Gainsborough have had a brilliant turnaround.
Yeah. They lost 4-0 against Stafford Rangers on Boxing Day, and they were 17th in the table. So another kind of...
Again, this time last month, 2 months ago, we were talking on the weekly show, could Gainsborough get dragged into that relegation fight?
Well, no. The big answer is no. We can confirm that on the March edition of the show. No.
It's a great base to build on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And on the subject of that, Russ Wilcox has been announced as extending his arrangements to stay for next season.
And he's done a job well done.
Yeah. That's breaking news as well, actually.
What about Whitby? Whitby, I think the consensus is that defeat to SC United probably finish things off for them. I know their maximum points tally is 65 points. I mean, they followed that up, obviously, with the defeat against Ashton United. That's probably it for Whitby, isn't it?
I've queued it up a couple of times that they had this massive run of home games, which gave them a sniff of an opportunity. They haven't taken them. In fact, they've hardly won a game, have they, at home in this little run that they've had. It's not been enough. However, still something to play for. They'll want to get a top 10 finish. They're still in their County Cup, if I remember rightly.
Yes.
And another club that's planning ahead, because Nathan Haslam also has extended his deal to stay for next season.
Well, whatever happens, what a season it's been for them with the FA Cup and all that.
Yeah, so, fantastic.
Yeah, but they do finish things off with Stafford Rangers away this weekend, then Radcliffe at home, Morpeth Town, Bamber Bridge away, and Macclesfield at home to finish the campaign off. Ilkeston technically can still make the playoffs, although a win for Hyde this weekend would stop that idea. Not that idea is gaining traction.
First season back in the Northern Premier League, they can be reasonably happy. We know the NPL's a little bit tougher than the Southern Premier Central. We know it's a little bit tougher than that overall. So, yeah, I think they've done all right, especially with all the rigmarole that happened during the summer and the early parts of the season with changing managers and whatnot. So, yeah, they've consolidated. It's what you're after for the first season or two anyway. Build on it from there and see where we go. They've shown flashes throughout, but they've just not been consistent. Nowhere near consistent enough, but they can build, maybe come next season.
And that is the top half of the table. Just to say, we will cover off the relegation places, but it's now time for the midway point in the show. And obviously, on this month's show, we're looking ahead to the FA Trophy this weekend, the semi-finals, Macclesfield travelling to Gateshead. And on Wednesday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Macclesfield. It's a big welcome back to the show to Michael Clegg.
Well, Michael, a big thank you for joining us. And before we touch upon, obviously, this big game this weekend in the semi-final against Gateshead and the brilliant results over the Easter weekend, just a congratulations for making it through to the semi-finals. We have to go back to early March and that quarter-final game against Colville Town. A big banana skin, but you did it. I mean, congratulations. How was your afternoon?
Yeah, it was good. And, you know, first 10, 15 minutes, we weren't great. Colville had a little bit of a unique shape, but I said on the day it was all credit to the lads for working it out. Sometimes that's what happens. You can prep for a game all you want and a team set off different, and then it's on the lads to work it out. So everything was on the lads that day. 1-3-0, could have been more if I'm being honest. And yeah, I think Alex and Phil before me had done really well to get them to that point, so I was just taking over from there really, so a lot of credit has to go to them as well.
Yeah, and that was the thing, wasn't it? It was a bit of a whirlwind that whole period of time. And, you know, you're through to the semi-finals. Then you take on Worksop, and I think we spoke about this having to get back on the treadmill, as it were, back into the league form, and a defeat there against a team who needed the result as well. But then you've hit this run of form and this rhythm. I mean, what's this past month been like at the club?
Been great. I mean, it's every club, it's great when you're winning football matches, but obviously football's fickle and it can turn on its head within a week as well. So you've got to enjoy the good times and you've got to stick to what you know in the bad times. I think if there's anything I've experienced over the last few years, it's unbelievable highs and a few lows, and you need to stick to what you believe in. Certainly done that since I've gone to Mac and at Worksop. You know, we let ourselves down. We went a goal down and then got reduced to 10 men within 90 seconds. And we had a couple of really good openings in the first half. We'd hit the bar. We'd missed a massive chance at 0-0. And yeah, so that was a disappointing day. But if you turn a defeat around like we did and gone on a run like we did, it's not always the worst thing in the world if you can, you know, if it can re-energise you and get that hunger back. And from there, we've not looked back really.
Yeah, and we have to talk about the past week. You've had, you know, Ashton United away, FC United who hit a bit of form, and we saw what they did against Whitby last week, and then Hyde United away. I mean, to pick three victories out of that is something, isn't it, really? And just to concede two goals.
Yeah, 100%. And I think, obviously, we've played really well in large spells of them games, and we've missed a few really big chances in them games as well to not kind of kill them off. I think FC Kurtz made an unbelievable block on the line to put us 2-0 up. And then within a minute, it's 1-1 just before half-time. So there's fine margins. But listen, we can't argue. I thought Stafford, we were really good. I mean, they scored in injury time to make it 3-1. But we'd had two very tight goals disallowed as well. So we could have been 5-0 up, you know. And this is football. You just got to keep banging the drum, doing what comes right and what comes natural to you. And I think we just probably put an element of calmness over the group, and they know there's not been loads of in and outs. Goalkeeper situation's been tough because we've had goalkeeper cup tied, one in on loan, one sent off, and then in the same incidents fractured his ankle. Mm. So then we've had to bring another in because one of the others is cup tied and we'd agreed to dual reg another. So that was a bit chaotic. But I think from afar, we've just steadied the ship a bit. Obviously, there's a lot of attention on Macclesfield and on the playing squad, and every loss is magnified. But there's been a lot of good things going on, and they don't tend to get spoken about too much because people expect it. So we just keep doing our thing. We try and shut out the noise.
And going back to that FC United game, over 4,000 there. I know there was a decent away following as well from FC, but a very impressive crowd. And there is an air about the club. There is an atmosphere at the club. And that's going back to what you just talked about there. It is about keeping a lid on it all, isn't it? Because, you know, this run of form you've been on, that kind of almost gets you over the line with regards to the playoffs. And it means you can focus on Gateshead now. You know, this big game up in the northeast this weekend. But it is all about trying to keep a lid on it all, I'm going to suggest.
Of course it is, and obviously you saying there about it secures the playoffs, it doesn't at all, because in this league and with these squads and the deadlines gone, you're only a suspension or a couple of injuries away from falling on hard times. So for us, our focus now is on Gateshead on Saturday. It's something we're all going to try and enjoy, and I think we'll only enjoy that by going up there and representing ourselves in the best way we can. Gateshead play some fantastic football. We've done all our analysis on them. We'll deliver most of that at training tomorrow and then before the game Saturday. But we feel like we can hurt any team in non-league with our pace and our intensity. So as much as it's going to be a tough afternoon, I think we could pose them problems. We're certainly going up there believing, because if we didn't, I wouldn't be the right man for the job. And when I look around our changing rooms, I have every faith we can get something out of every game. And I think that's kind of what I think the lads have enjoyed so far, is, you know, how much we think of them and how much we believe in them and how much we trust them to go and carry out what it is they're going to do. So we definitely won't be thinking about the remaining fixtures until they're our next fixture. And there's a lot of tough games still to play, and we'll definitely be one game at a time. And it'll always be one game at a time as long as I'm in charge.
And without giving the team news away or anything like that to do the opposition coaching staff their job for them or anything, but, you know, over the last week or so, you have been, you know, rotating players, you know, John Rooney, but, you know, there's been some big performances as well. I mean, Lauren Mendy has been in Saturday's game was another level, as has Heathcote. But, you know, down the wings, you've got Kenge and Pemberton there too from the full-back positions, and Duffy and Owalabe. It's a good squad you've got, isn't it? And hopefully they're all ship-shape for Saturday as well, without giving too much away.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've got a decent squad to pick from Saturday. And what my challenge bit to the players is, they all want to be playing at that level. Yeah, they're absolutely made up to be at Mac, and they're proud to be with us, and they're happy here, but everyone wants to be better, so it's their chance to go and showcase themselves on Saturday. How are they going to be against one of the form teams in the conference? Can they go and test themselves? How are they going to be in what the 1v1 battles? How are they going to affect the game? You know, that's the challenge to the players, because we feel like we're going to prep well. We're going to give them all the tools we can to go and perform, but ultimately Saturday 3 o'clock, it's going to be over to them. And I think the key thing is, you know, how much do our lads want it? It's an 11v11 game, and anything can happen in football. So we've got to go there with full of confidence. We're in great form. I think, is it 10 in the last 12 we've won in all competitions, even over me coming in? So we're in great form, and we've looked a lot more solid as well. So we've got to go there full of confidence. Listen, we know it's going to be tough. We're not daft, you know, but we're going to be going for it, mate. There's no two ways about it.
No, good stuff. And obviously, it's sad that it's not two-legged like it was in the old days, the semi-finals. But there's going to be plenty of people travelling up there. But the Macclesfield fans have got plenty of away travel to do, obviously, because they've got Bamber Bridge, Baseford and Atherton Coles all in quick succession as well back in the league. So just a message to that away following as well. I mean, they were superb at the Moss Rose this past week, and at Ewan Fields as well on Monday. So what's your message to them?
We're just grateful for every penny they spend to come and watch us, and we hope at the moment we're giving them some good attacking football that's making them come back. And they are your 12th man. I think at Hyde on Monday, they were absolutely brilliant. The crowd behind the goal are great at every home game as well. So, and as are the rest of them, but that's the real noisy bit. But yeah, we'll be doing all we can to make everyone proud. It's going to be a massive push to the end of the season. A potential date at Wembley, the playoffs, you know, it's a really exciting time, but it's on us to keep performing and keep making them wanting to come, and that's my job to prepare the players to be able to do that.
Yeah, and just you know, listening to you say that out loud, you know, one game away from Wembley. We are entering this nervous time of the season now where we've got some big games. How much are you looking forward to it? Because this is what you're in it for, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. I think this is what you want. You want every game to be so much riding on it. It's what gets me out of bed every morning. I absolutely love it. Obviously, over the last few years with Ash, and we won the Manchester Cup, but I weren't necessarily up there for the playoffs. But then the years before that at Coles, it just reminds me of them times where every game, there's so much riding on it, and then your preparation for the next game. And it's like you just bounce into another game, like, everybody's buzzing, the subs are ready to come on and play a part, lads who are not in the squad are raring to go. So this is what you're in it for. I think we've got a really good group here, and as long as we can keep everybody fit and everyone available, we'll be a problem for anyone. But I'm not deluded enough to realise people aren't going to be a problem for us, but I can only look after what I can look after, and we're in good spirits, we're in good shape, and we're really looking forward to the next month.
Well, Michael Clegg, manager of Macclesfield, a big thank you for taking the time out of your busy week to join us on this week's show. On behalf of everyone on the MPL show, big good luck this weekend against Gateshead in the FA Trophy, and all the best in the matches back in the league as well. And we'll catch up very soon, hopefully, with a Wembley date in your diary as well. But all the best this weekend.
Thank you.
Michael Clegg there, manager of Macclesfield, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching NPL show. As I said to Cleggy there, big good luck to Macclesfield this weekend. Can they do it? I think the answer is yes, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, again, they've got nothing to lose in this game. Obviously, two divisions below, both teams going for playoff position. Mac have already got the record against the bigger sides this season.
Look, this is a step up in class to the opposition that they're getting. They have had some great wins in this competition this season, without any doubt, but this is by some distance the most formidable opponent they'll face, an opponent who knows what it takes to get to Wembley, because they got there
last season,
and a team that has its eye on another prize, trying to get into the National League playoffs themselves, but they are very, very strong at home. They've only lost one home game in 2024, so Mac are in a kind of unusual situation for them of being the underdogs. It won't happen very often. Can they use that to their advantage?
Yeah, suit them, no pressures off for once.
I think they can use it to their advantage, but we're under no illusions, this is a seriously difficult assignment.
Well, big good luck to Macclesfield this weekend, and of course we'll catch up again with Michael Clegg ahead of the final. Let's just go back to the league table, though. We are going to be covering off step four in a second, but just to sign off some sides who have pretty much are going to be enjoying their last month of the season. Morpeth Town in 13th, currently on 44 points, 5 games left to play. FC United have moved themselves up to 14th after a bit of a resurgence. Workington and Bamber Bridge are all mathematically safe after this past month.
Shout out for Workington's new manager, who's been appointed for next season.
You know what? I sent him a text message this past week.
There you go.
Congratulations to Mark Fell on your appointment for next season. Matlock are not completely safe just yet.
It's the remaining fixtures. It's not mathematically, but the bottom four have got to play each other another time yet, so that's pretty much the safety net for him there. But again, the opportunity for him to rebuild for next season with Carruthers leaving.
Yes, and Carruthers turning up at Basford. So there you go.
Shortest unemployment of the season.
Congratulations to Martin on his appointment just across the Nottinghamshire-Derbyshire border there. Let's cover off the relegation places. Basford United have done themselves a huge favour, haven't they? They really have.
They've won 3 of the last 4 games, which is beautiful timing. And if they do stay up, they should build a statue to Matt Thornhill, who scored 5 goals this month. Who's a box-to-box midfielder. He's not a forward. But my word, the weight of those goals, and particularly the win on Monday against Worksop to come from behind. I know what it's like to be in the position of trying to claw yourself out of that. And when you're refreshing, seeing what's going on in the other games, and one of your rivals at the bottom is losing, and then they come back to win in the way it is, that hurts, and that will really have hurt Stafford and Bradford when they saw what had happened at Batesford.
Especially Bradford after being 2-0 up as well.
Even more so, yeah. We'll come on to them in a minute. I think it's match point for Batesford. They've got they've got a cushion that's going to be very, very difficult to turn around. I think they're just about there.
How important is this weekend going to be? Batesford travelling to Bradford Park Avenue.
Well,
this is a must-win game for Bradford Park Avenue. Yeah. You were saying for Batesford, though, they've got Macclesfield, Radcliffe and Bamber Bridge to finish things off.
Yeah, I mean, Macclesfield and Radcliffe, they're the two key ones, aren't they? They want to put it to bed, before they play those. Bamber Bridge, all right, they'll be sunning themselves by that point, no doubt. But, yeah, they're on the cusp, aren't they? I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, safe as ours or anything like that, because they're not yet... defeat against Bradford Park Avenue. You've started scoring goals as well, you know.
But Batesford need two wins. If they get two wins, based on the goal difference, that will be enough.
True, but where are those wins coming from?
Well, Bradford Park Avenue would be a start.
Exactly. If they don't, but Bradford need to win the last three, basically.
Well, this is the thing. For Bradford Park Avenue, the maximum points they can get is 35.
Mm-hmm.
Batesford are on 33.
Yep.
Bradford Park Avenue, with this closing set of matches, because they've only got three games left, they've got Batesford United. The other thing is, as well, is they've got such a long spell then with not playing.
Yeah.
They've got Gainsborough and Matlock then in the closing 2 weeks of the season. What about Stafford Rangers? Stafford Rangers, 6 points now inside the relegation places. The maximum they can get is 39. So... regardless of what happens between Batesford and Bradford Park Avenue this weekend, it won't be done for Stafford Rangers. But they're hosting Whitby Town this weekend. Then they've got Atherton Coles away, which is a huge game. Ashton United at home, Morpeth away. It's looking like, based on Batesford's form, they're going to need to get as close to that 39 points tally as they can.
Yeah.
Is there enough games there for them to do that?
Yes, however...
You can see the potential, can't you, in a few of them?
Yeah, you can. I mean, Whitby certainly, Morpeth definitely, intriguingly balanced for Stafford. Whitby, I think they'd be fairly confident of a win there. You know, they're going to be switched on. Whitby, not so much. Atherton Coles will be hoping they'll already be relegated by the time that they play them. Morpeth away on the final day of the season. But that horrible game in the middle there, they've got to play Ashton United, one of the form teams, a team chasing the playoffs. Ben, you could say they got four cup finals, couldn't you?
You could say that, Burke. You know, I'm a big fan of cup finals. Now, what about Atherton Coles? Atherton Coles, 11 points inside the relegation places. You'd think, looking at the league table, it is done. However, the maximum points he can get is 37. They finished the campaign off with these remaining games, and Ilkeston Town away this weekend for Atherton Coles, then that Saturday game against Stafford next week, Macclesfield at home, the midweek game in hand, Marine away, Worksop at home. It isn't done yet for Atherton Coles, but if they do manage to stay up, they'll have played an absolute blinder there in those games.
I think that's an understatement.
They've got 22 points in the first 35 games of the season. You're after them picking up 15 points,
but Burke,
in the final
let me remind
five.
You what you said last month, because I agree with you, it's true. They do have the capability. They've been in front loads of times.
All they have to do
is stay in front.
Because they have one of the division's in-form players.
Yeah, exactly.
Yoshiyama scored in every single game they played.
Is there an argument
14 goals in 22, I think.
There's something to build upon, though, from Bancordi Munda and the win against Workington.
Yeah, there is, but they need to win all five.
Well, a big good luck to all four sides in trying to get themselves out of the relegation places. I said this last week, I hate relegation, but it is just a fact of football, isn't it? But big good luck to all four sides, but a big month ahead down the bottom end of the table. That's the end of this second part of this month's NPL show. Shortly, we're going to turn our attentions to step four. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to the Heat and Hops here in Stockport, and a big welcome back to Mr. Andrew Simpson, who's still with us. Berkey's here for 26-0, and James Hayes, of course, is also with us. Let's go to step four and give you the permutations for where we're up to. Starting off with the East Division, it's the 38-game league season at step four in the NPL. Stockton Town looks like they've got the league title in the bag. However, I know, they haven't got there yet. And Michael Dunwell, when we spoke to him, freely acknowledged that. They've got four games left. They're on 71 points. That's a maximum of 83. Hebburn Town, though, got three games in hand. The maximum points they can get is actually 84.
Can I ask you a question, Ben?
Yes.
If you're in Stockton Town's shoes...
Yes.
Would you rather have the points on the board?
Oh, what good... What an interesting philosophical question, Burke. Wow.
Or games like in hand.
It's like a TED lecture, isn't it?
It is,
isn't
it?
It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, four games left for Stockton, Sheffield, Winston, Brighouse Town and Belper Town. Belper Town with an outside chance of getting the title. Hebburn Town, incidentally, are the team in second, as we said. They can get 84. Dunstan in third can actually get to 82. So we've got the potential here, James, for a Premier League-esque title race, haven't we?
The big issue... A lot of the teams in the East at the moment have got is actually getting the games on because up there has been a horrendous
winter. Well, Mark
mentioned
this. Mark Rovers mentioned this, didn't it? That clubs like Morpeth have stepped in and helped out to
Concert
host
hosting
games.
Brighouse Town, Emily, the winners of North County East, are stepping in now to try and help. But yeah, Stockton Town, they only need a point to secure a top five finish at this moment. But then you've got the likes of Pontefract Collieries coming up. Carlton Town, and another team with games to catch up at this moment in time.
Well, four games in hand over Newton Aycliffe.
I mean, like you say, Burke, I mean, Newton Aycliffe are in fifth at the moment, but they've only got four games remaining. Yeah. Maximum points they can get 68. Belper can actually get to 75 in fourth, which is why they're still capable of catching Stockton Town.
And a good first season back
absolutely.
At step four for them as well.
Liatra's done a cracking job at Belper, hasn't it? Now, Carlton Town can get into the playoffs, as you said. Pontefract Coles, they too have got games in hand and can get themselves in. You can make an argument to go all the way down to Cleethorpes in 13th, who can actually get to 58 points.
I mean, I'm going to drag the attention down to the bottom end of the table as well, because it is going to look like we are going to lose a long-time name.
I think, looking at it, Winston Rangers and Grantham both on 25 points. Ossett United above the relegation zone, 4 points ahead. They've got five games remaining. Brighouse, incidentally, 5 points ahead of the drop zone themselves. Bridlington look like they might be out of range.
Yeah, it's worth mentioning as well, though, on during the weekend as well, Winston Rangers are well and truly still in this because they beat Brighouse 5-1 on the bank at Brighouse as well.
Well, that's the East Division. We'll keep an eye on that as we go on because we're not going to do a step four show now. We're just going to catch up with managers as and when things happen. When I say as and when things happen, I mean league titles. And speaking of league titles, more on that in a second. Midlands Division. Now, this is a title race. Spalding United, currently top, 1 point ahead of Harbour Town. Harbour Town do have a game in hand. Anstey Nomads have two games in hand on Spalding United and are 5 points behind Spalding.
And Ben, what a first season at step four.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And Harbour, this is their second season at step four.
Yeah, exactly. Anstey following on from their FA Cup run last season and just not looked back at all, have they? It's been great to see.
All three of those teams have been neck and neck all the way through this. Loughborough Dynamo, they've kind of been on their own little island for much of the season. I think they've been fourth all the way through, more or less, barring a few good results at the start. Now, they're 2 points inside the playoff positions. It's still very close, though. Hinckley, Leicester Road are in fifth on 60 points, 1 point behind Loughborough, and Quorn just outside the playoff spots. Then there's Lye Town, who aren't completely out of it either, 5 points outside the playoffs with a game in hand, and Sutton Coldfield, probably outside but now, 63 points is the maximum they can get. Loughborough and Hinckley obviously on 61 and 60, so it might be done for Sutton Coldfield in the next couple of weeks. Calder and Corby can also still mathematically take the playoffs, but it's looking like the top seven really for that on that front. Yes.
Ben, I think it's a bit unfair actually on Walsall Wood, because this is an in-joke going back about 5 months. But they're not playing enough teams with Town in the name, are they?
if you want to understand that joke, go back to October's show.
When Warsaw Wood won an incredible FA Trophy run.
They were, yes. Or maybe November's, I can't remember, but yeah.
But just to cover off the relegation fight as well, because that's still going on in the Midlands division. Rugby Town currently bottom on 22. Gresley Rovers a point ahead of them. And then there's AFC Rushden Diamonds, who are 2 points above the relegation places. And they've just got 4 points out of Harborough and Loughborough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also did them a great favour, as Gresley and Rugby Town, the two teams below them, drawing. So it was the perfect bank holiday for them.
Yeah. Well, that's our look at the Midlands division. And sitting patiently, while me, Berkey and James there have been discussing two of the step four divisions in the Northern Premier League, is Mr. Andrew Simpson.
Oh, I'm awake again.
Who is here to discuss the West Division, and in particular to offer his congratulations, I think, to Leake Town and Josh Braille.
I think we all want to do that, don't we?
Incredible,
too,
isn't it?
Too right.
First champions of the season, not Radcliffe.
They've done it in some style. It's been a running theme at Leake that they had this tanking at Runcorn in mid-November. They lost 5-0. Josh Braille had not been in charge too long by that point, and haven't lost a game in the Northern Premier League since. It's an incredible run that they've been on. I've interviewed Josh Braille, and he kind of has said they use that as motivation to fuel to kind of bounce back, and that's a brilliant piece of management. They've done it in exactly the right way. They're miles ahead of everybody else. They're miles better than everybody else. You've kind of seen the other managers, his peers, concede Leake have by far and away been the best team in the West Division this season. And they've not played in the Premier Division since 2008. So this is step up for them. 6 times they've made the playoffs since 2008 and fallen short. So huge, huge moment for them and everybody associated with the club. And they should very much enjoy this moment.
So you say it's been since 2008 that they've been in the Premier League. I don't see them going anywhere but up.
They're going to be competitive. I was talking to somebody about this after the weekend, saying if they don't sign a single player, they still will be competitive in the Premier League.
It might get lost in the wash, but back in September, Leake Town beat South Shields 2-0 with this team.
Of course, in the FA Cup.
Yeah.
On TV as well.
It's a good team. However, Sim, I'm going to ask you a question, because I'm looking at these teams here and they're all closely connected, really. They're not too far away from each other. And I imagine all these managers swim in the same circles. Prescott, Runcorn, Bootle, City, Liverpool, Witten, Widnes, Nantwich. It's an incredible list of clubs there. There's only so many players to go around, but yet here they all are.
There's a lot of people who would quite love a four-team Merseyside playoff shootout. I'm not sure the actual clubs themselves was, but everybody watching around the West Division, you'd quite love a Merseyside rumble and dust up for the playoffs. But there are several teams just outside the top five at the moment who would have quite a big say in what's going to happen. Nobody yet is quite safe in the playoffs, although Prescott and Runcorn, I think, are almost there. After that, though, it's still a lot of work to do for everybody involved. It's going to be one of the more exciting playoff battles, because I think you go down, I would say, to ninth, to Stalybridge, for who's still got a chance.
Stalybridge there, maximum points they can get, currently 62. Then there's Nantwich on 63, Widnes on 63, Witten on 65. I mean, Clitheroe can get to 61, Avro can get to 60.
Now got, because of the postponement on Monday, this huge game between City, Liverpool and Bootle that are waiting to be rearranged, which could go a long way to deciding it if City, Liverpool were to pick up a win in that game. So when that gets slotted in, it's going to actually be quite important.
Yeah. And as well, you've got Nantwich, who've been galloping up the table since they got knocked out of FA Trophy.
Both Nantwich and City Liverpool had similar journeys, haven't they? Because they both were in FA Trophy contention at one point. And
I think that's fair. City Liverpool have been more consistent over the course of the season. But I did put the stat out last night that in 2024, only Leake have scored more points than Nantwich. They are really on a serious roll. And the goal they scored in the 96th minute to beat Hensford on Monday could be one of the most important goals scored this season.
Now, you can go down at the moment to Newcastle Town in 14th. You can still technically make the playoffs, but as the games start to tick on by towards the end of the month, that line will go higher and higher. Prescott and Runcorn have done enough.
I think they're there. They had that huge game on Monday, massive crowd at Prescott and Cables came from behind twice to pinch a point, so it'll feel a bit more like a win for them. It just keeps their noses ahead of Linnets, and as same applies in this playoff race, it does to all the divisions. Second and third could be really important. There's still plenty to play for those two, but yeah, them two I think are just about there now.
Big commiserations to 1874 Northwich. Who's joining them is a question, that's for sure. Hensford Town currently in that second relegation spot, 2 points behind Trafford. Vauxhall Motors 7 points above the relegation places. Kidsgrove 8 points. We are into the last four rounds.
Yeah, Hensford are the team on the move. They're gathering momentum. Yeah. They're picking up points. Although that will really sting. They've conceded that 90th minute goal at Nantwich, because it would have been a really creditable draw for them to get out of there with 3-3. They were 2-0 down in that game as well. But still, more generally, on the move. I think Vauxhall Motors will be fine. Mm-hmm. You would be slightly concerned about Kidsgrove, but they stopped the rot with that win against Clitheroe on Monday, and it might just be all they need now just to stay up. It's been a rotten 2024 for them. I think it's a shootout between Hensford and Trafford,
except for essentially two AGM spots available as well.
Are there?
Yeah, they've not eaten a mask.
I mean, nothing is guaranteed, is it? But yes, there are machinations, aren't there, with resignations in the pyramid, and Hensford's points per game, if it is going to be them that finishes 19th, is very, very healthy compared to
31 points seems a lot.
Yeah, so we can't say they're definitely going to be reprieved, but that'll be in their thoughts.
Well, as James mentions, the AGM Cup is always there lurking, but I think we've done a decent job of setting the scene for what's going to be a really interesting month in the Northern Premier League in all four divisions. A big, big good luck to all the clubs involved. Big good luck in the closing month of the season. But a big thank you to Berkey for joining us on this month's show.
Cheers, man.
Big thank you to Mr. Andrew Simpson, as always.
Pleasure.
And a big thank you to James Hayes. James, just before we go, cap lock tweets and all that.
Postponements.
Don't be scared at home, dear listener, if James is shouting at you on social media. It's just a tradition. It's a permutation tweet. It needs your undivided attention.
It is so. And also for any pitch inspections for this weekend as well. X, formerly known as Twitter, Northern Premier League, and then Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube and Threads, official Northern Premier.
Well, a big thank you for joining us on this month's show. Big thank you as well to Michael Clegg, of course, and a big good luck to Macclesfield in the FA Trophy this weekend. Big thank you to Damien here at the award-winning Heat and Hops, at Heat and Hops on Twitter. But we're going to go now, and you'll be hearing from us again very soon. You take care. Bye-bye.